بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد. We continuing from discussing from this kitab. The title of the kitab Mu'amalat, the spiritual dimensions of monetary dealings in Islam. The chapter in regards to shopping centers, the adab, the etiquettes, different ahadith in regards to shopping centers. The last hadith we had mentioned the rights of the road and the marketplace. Abu Sa'id Khudri radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, abstain from sitting on the roads. The Sahaba radiallahu anhum replied, Ya Rasulullah, there is no way out for us because this is where we sit and have our discussions. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if we have no alternative but to sit on the road, then fulfill the right of the road. The Sahaba radiallahu anhum asked, what is the right of the road, Ya Rasulullah? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, lowering the gaze, removing harmful objects, replying to a greeting, enjoining good and forbidding evil. This is the riwayat narration of Bukhari and Muslim Sharif, rahimahumullah ta'ala. But these are the rights of the road for a believer, as you mentioned before. There are rights, responsibilities from Sharia. Sharia has a certain way, certain manner, the sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So even the road has a right upon us. And here we can understand from the words of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam to lower the gaze. This has been discussed before also. Anything haram is to come within a person's view, then he lowers his gaze. Whether he's sitting on the roadside, whether he's waiting for someone or for something, whether he's driving also. That to always be engaged in the dhikr of Allah, the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is one way a person remains busy and connected to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So lowering the gaze. And thereafter Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned removing harmful objects from the road. It's also an etiquette, a sunnat in the life of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and the right of the road. If anything harmful on the road, then for a person, first of all is his own protection. Bearing in mind that the situation in our country, sometimes we want to remove something from the road, but it could be our life is in danger also. The time of the night, the place where a person may be at that instance, circumstance. So generally to remove something from the road is part of Iman, one of the branches of Iman. Kafful Adha. To remove anything that is harmful from the road, whether it be a brick, a branch, etc., person has the opportunity, then possibly just removing some harmful object from the road is irrespective whether it's harmful to a Muslim or a non-Muslim. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned also what is the quality of a believer of a Muslim. Al-Muslimu man salim al-Muslimuna min lisanihi wa yadihi. That a Muslim is that person from whom other Muslims are safe from his tongue and his hands. So he is a Muslim. So Nabi Ali Salatu Salam mentioned that a Muslim is the one from whom other Muslims. This was said in an environment where predominantly they were Muslims in Madinatul Munawwara. Does not mean that this hadith does not extend to non-Muslims. It extends to entire creation. That a Muslim shouldn't harm anyone. Be a non-Muslim also. Shouldn't harm him. Doesn't mean now my neighbors are non-Muslims, therefore leave it in the road. Whether his car gets damaged or the dirt goes into his yard, is that a Muslim? Hadith Sharif says only about Muslim. No, it's about everyone. Whether a Muslim, non-Muslim, to remove something harmful from the road, your virtue will be in your good deeds in the day of Qiyamah. You will be rewarded for it. But this also is an etiquette, a sunnah. And from the riwayat and the hadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the etiquettes of the road, lowering the gaze, removing harmful objects, replying to a greeting. Here also, this is a great ni'mat and bounty from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, which we call to make salam. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned to Sahaba radiallahu anhum, shall I show you something? That if you do it, then you will enter into Jannah. By means of this, there will be muhabbat, there will be brotherhood, there will be love that will be created between the hearts. And because of that, you will go into Jannah. So Sahaba asked Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, what is that? So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned, Abshu salam. That makes salam widespread, make it common. By making salam common, this will create muhabbat, this will link the hearts up, will join the hearts. To this Allah Ta'ala will grant you Jannah. So the word used is Ifsha'us Salam. Ifsha means to spread something. This is commonly used when it comes to keeping secrets. The word is used, do not make ifsha, do not spread out a person's secret. The word is used to make ifsha, to spread out a secret. Anyone is a secret, how it spreads. You commonly will find people say, as I'm telling you only, don't tell anyone else. Once you make the statement, you know what happens, it just spreads after that. I'm telling you also, don't tell anybody else. Salam is supposed to be like that also. It just spreads. So one is to make the salam, to understand, to make salam to those that you know and those that you don't know. Then in the marketplace, in the shopping malls, do I make salam to the opposite gender or not? I'm going shopping also, supermarket, is a teller there, cashier there. Do I make salam with her? So here the etiquette teaching of Sharia is, if there's fear of fitna, there's fear of temptation, then a person should not make salam. Now if he might make salam to her, she might feel becoming friendly. She might continue the conversation with you. Therefore there's no need to make salam. Do whatever a person has to do and leave thereafter. So this fear of fitna, a person being tempted, or knowing possibly she'll continue the conversation, then there's no need to make salam. Then when it comes to making salam also, the etiquette is, those that are standing will make salam to those that are sitting. Those that are on a conveyance will make salam to those not on a conveyance. Those that are younger will make salam to those that are older. But then too, the habit of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Sahaba Ikram mentioned that no one could beat Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam making salam. Even the children also will make salam with them. Commonly we'll find also, in the masjid we meet the youngsters, we'll just shake their hand, we'll just pat them on the head or the back, but we don't make salam with them. To make salam with them loudly and clearly, so it becomes a common. Children come home also, then make it a habit with the young children, make salam. And then to teach them how to make the proper salam. Salam is such a blessing. Here ulama said also, when it comes to our Islamic salam, it's such an international greeting, unlike other languages or religions or cultures. Like when it comes to English, when do you say good morning? When do you say good evening? When do you say good night? Whether they know also, after 12 o'clock midnight, do you say good morning or do you say good night or good evening? When it comes to salam, any time of the day, morning, evening, afternoon, whether Chinese, whether African, whether Gujarati, whether Memon, still one salam it is, globally. Salaamu alaikum, and already the muhabbat starts, my Muslim brother. This is my Muslim brother, and you feel the connection already. So salam is international. And even when we're writing on our groups or correspondences, we should refrain from using just abbreviations. Salams, S-L-M-Z. It's such salam. Salam is a dua. That may Allah ta'ala salamati, peace be with you. Wa rahmatullah, and the rahmat of Allah, and the barakat of Allah. It's a great, great dua. At one time, one of the countries, they had some mouth disease, where it was affecting the people. So when they went to the ulama ikram, they asked one of our seniors, what do we do? That this disease now has taken, it's afflicted our children also. Simple reply was given, make salam common. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. You're making dua the whole day. May Allah ta'ala keep you with peace. See, within a short span of time, Allah ta'ala cleared it. Because you're making dua. So entering the house also, salam. Entering the masjid also. Yes, when the people are busy in ibadat, person is making wudu, then we don't make salam with him. He's engaged in ibadat right now. Azan is going, then we don't make salam. Entering the masjid, people are reading Quran Sharif, reading salah, we don't make loud salam. But the person who is making the wudu, he can make salam with you if you have come into the wudu khana. He's making his du'as during wudu. If he prefers to stop making his du'a and greet you, that is fine. Person is eating also, you don't make salam to somebody that is eating. Is that wajib for him to reply? But the person that is eating, he can make the salam to the person coming in. And also here we find that when the people are eating also, or making wudu or reading Quran Sharif, it's against etiquette to go and shake their hands also. We find that people are eating, then you know, shake hands, but you're shaking hands with the wrist or the elbow, because the hands are soiled with food right now. But is that a sunnah handshake? If he makes salam, then we can reply to him thereafter. So when azan is being also, there's no salam. So there are etiquettes when to make the salam, how to make the salam, and very importantly, The correct wording how to make the salam. Is assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. It's a powerful dua. To the extent the ulama discuss and they say that a person left home, he made salam with the family, with the children, and in his taqdeer, so to say, it was written, possibly there was an accident to take place on the way to his work or madrasa. But because he left home with the salam, family made salam, he said, I almost met in an accident. Didn't realize because of the dua. Allah Ta'ala keep you safe, bring you back safely. So just on the salam of the wife and the children, Allah Ta'ala kept him safe. So how to make the correct salam also? Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. The reply also, the reply to understand, the reply starts with a wow, not with a meme. Always we hear the reply be malikum salam, or walikum salam, is wa alaikumus salam. Wa alaikumus salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. So this we should practice also, how to make the correct salam so we get the full effect of the salam. But this also is an etiquette and the sunnah of the road. Just to read the hadith towards the end once again, lowering the gaze, removing harmful objects, replying to a greeting, enjoining good and forbidding evil. Shall I will continue tomorrow. Salaam.